Morning. Coffee, dear?
Good morning. Sure, I'll have some.
Watch this new pup, George. It's voice activated. Pour coffee.
Face mail, Kia.
Oh, good. Anything important?
Mrs. J, please. I don't go through other people's mail.
Oh, I just wondered if it was the usual junk mail.
Bills, 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 bills. How can we have a garbage bill of $265?
It's all that junk mail we throw out. They charge by the pound now.
Here's a letter postmarked Planet Grub. Isn't that where your Aunt Eckler lives?
That's right. Well, she's coming for a visit next week.
Oh, no, she's not. I don't care if she was married to your rich uncle. She... rich uncle? She's got his money, right?
That's right, George.
Oh, old Aunt Eckler's coming for a visit. Well, I'll be darned.
I'm coming so that I can make my final decision on a very important matter.
Whoopee! That's it! A final decision on leaving her money to us! She may not like me, but I love her!
Calm down, George. You know how she feels about you. Let's write her and say we're busy.
Our very own Aunt Eckler? Not on your life. Family is family.
George, we don't need her money. We're comfortable with our own money. Almost.
Let's see. We can turn Elroy's room into a guest room. Or maybe she'd rather have Judy's room.
Don't be silly. She can sleep on the couch.
Not my sweet old Aunt Eckler.
George, sweet old Aunt Eckler couldn't stand you.
She'll change her mind as soon as she knows me as I really am. I can hardly wait a week to see her.
You won't have to. This was mailed a week ago, so that means she's due in today.
Oh, my gosh. She was a real stickler for appearance. I better get down to the gym and try their new instant shape-up machine.
There's real willpower for you. The power of Aunt Eckla's will.
Don't do that. You'll get your clothes all rinky. My name's Ralph, and anything you want, just... it's you, the lousy tipper.
I never tipped the guys who worked here before you.
Uh-huh. See why they all quit?
Just turn on the instant shape-up machine for me, okay?
All righty. And I'll bet we can think of a way for you to express your profound gratitude. There's the shape-up visor. Now, before you slip into it...
What's your hand out for?
A tip, naturally. But I just remembered, you don't have your pockets on. I have them.
You stay out of my pockets.
Now, how can I press your clothes if they're all lumpy-wumpy with money?
How long do I stay in here?
You just let me worry about that, sport. I'm the professional.
Let me out of here! Help! Ralph! Help!
My, we are getting testy, aren't we?
You're darn right I'm testy! You've kept me in this thing for a half an hour!
Well, I was on an important call with my bookie.
Well, it's about time.
Now, let's take a looky-worky. You were only supposed to have 3 minutes.
I'm more out of shape than I was when I came in here.
You are a mess. Don't ever let anybody tell you you don't have nice eyes. A Mediterranean blue, aren't they?
Who cares? Just give me the massage I paid for, and I'll get out of here.
Tummy down on that table, and we'll have you purring like a kitten.
Now, take it real easy.
I mixed this liniment formula myself.
Ew, I'm on fire!
Ooh, tingles, doesn't it?
And what's that horrible smell?
That's the formula. So far, there's no way you can wash it off. But I'm working on that part.
Oh, just great. No more of that stuff. Just finish the run.
Here we go.
Stop it! Cut it out! Help! That's enough! Hold it! No more! Help! That's the worst massage I ever had.
Ooh! And you certainly have the smell to go with it.
I know. Where's the shower?
I told you it won't help. Anyway, a while ago, I accidentally broke the handles off.
You are incredible. Just give me my clothes.
Now, that is a problem. Like I said, I was talking to my bookie while I was pressing these.
Have a good workout.
No!
Hey, you're not leaving like that, are you?
Yes, thanks to Ralph, the absolute worst employee in all the known galaxies.
Yeah, I had a lot of complaints about Ralph, Mr.
Jetson. George Jetson. And cancel my membership.
Ralph!
Yes?
That does it, Ralph. We've lost another member because of you. You're fired.
Fired? Fired? What member?
George Jetson.
Hello, Control Central.
Control Central here.
Requesting a major code red on someone.
Identify self. Identify.
Ralph, 42R31. R-A-L.
Will not compute. Will not compute. Your file reads... Blank, 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 blank.
Listen, Master Control, I happen to live next door to a robot who has a friend who has a video freeze of you with a certain computer named Mabel RD7.
We'll compute, we'll compute, we'll compute. Who is focus of Code Red? Ralph, old pal?
George Jetson. J as in jerk, E as in evil, T as in... tipless.
Code red. Code red on George Jetson. George Jetson. A code red on George Jetson. Code red. Code red.
Subject approaching. Subject approaching.
Darn, what luck. I missed every single light. Hey, buddy, will you?
Code red. Code red.
You crazy machine. Get your circuits fixed. Oh, boy. Reckless driving? Smelling bad while driving? Naked driving? I've got to get some clothes.
Welcome to Clothes-O-Matic. Please enter your credit card number and make your selection.
Ah, that one looks nice. Somber enough for an Eckler.
Selection noted. A credit card number noted. Name is Jetson.
I can't wear this. There's been a mistake.
Out of order. Out of order.
Oh, no.
Jetson, you're late.
Sorry, Mr. Spacely, I was...
Never mind. We've got to get out the most important order we've ever had.
No problem, sir.
What's that lunatic outfit all about?
Well, I thought my wardrobe needed a little more dash.
And what's that awful...
too much aftershave?
Here, just follow this memo and remember, I'm counting on you.
Don't worry about a thing. With my computer, Rudy, it's as good as done. At least I can count on you, good old Rudy.
And you, Mr. Jetson?
Rudy, I'm not Mr. Jetson to you. I'm your friend. I'm George.
Let us proceed with our tasks, Mr. Jetson.
Okay, Rudy, if that's how you feel, now I'm going to program you with this big rush order. Rudy, what are you doing? Stop it, Rudy! Rudy, please! You can't do this to me!
Jetson! Get out of here!
I don't know what all the fuss is about.
I don't either, Rosie, but George wants to make a good impression on Aunt Eckler.
What for? The time you sent me up there when she was sick, she didn't make a very good impression on me. Oh, a code red? Oh, no!
What's the matter, Rosie?
Nothing, Mrs. Jetson. Absolutely nothing.
Jane, I'm here at the spaceport.
Well, hello, Aunt Eckler. I'll have George pick you up right away.
George? Oh, yes. Well, why don't I take a cab? I wouldn't want to take him away from work. He is working, isn't he? At something.
It won't be any trouble at all.
For whom? Oh, you mean for George. Well, all right. Does he still have that amusing old car?
That was years ago. Our new car is barely broken in.
Well, I'm sure we can rely on George to take care of that.
Yipes! My car!
George? George, are you there? Could you swing by the spaceport and pick up Ann Eckla?
Hello, Ann Eckla.
Hello, George. You are George, aren't you?
Oh, my clothes. You see, I don't usually wear clothes like these.
I see. They're kind of a treat for me. And the car?
Well, it was in an accident.
A treat for me, too, huh?
hop in, Ann Eckla.
And be careful with my bags. I must say, George, you're really rolling out the red carpet for me, aren't you? You don't think it might be advisable to call a taxi?
No need, Ann Eckla. You're driving with a cautious, safe, careful driver without a blemish on his record.
Jetson, Jetson, Jetson.
Hey, what's he doing?
The point is, George, what are you doing? Aren't you a little old for drag racing? Let him pass! Let him pass!
I'm trying! I'm trying! It's okay, Ann Eckla. Ann Eckla!
Welcome, Ann Eckla. I hope you had a pleasant... Oh, what happened?
Perhaps you should ask your husband. I was under the dashboard.
Well, come in and relax. I'm sure there's an explanation. George, you are George, aren't you?
I wish I weren't. I'd like to start all over again as somebody else.
Well, you're already in somebody else's clothes.
Jane, the darndest things have been happening to me all day.
Well, if you're worried about impressing Aunt Eckla, you ought to be.
What could I get you, Aunt Eckla?
My reservation back home might be a good start.
maybe a cup of coffee would hit the spot.
Honest, Aunt Eckla, George is really a dear man and a wonderful father.
Oh, Daddy! How could you do this to me?
What did I do?
The robot hairstyler said you'd really appreciate this.
I wonder why that doesn't surprise me.
You're not seeing the real George, Aunt Eckla. He's very helpful to the children.
Thanks a lot, Dad. You got me thrown out of school today.
Huh?
We had a substitute robot teacher, and as soon as she heard that I was your son, she wouldn't get off my case. Talk about humiliating.
You really spread the joy around, don't you, George?
I can't figure it out, but it's bound to get better.
Well, it couldn't get much worse.
Jetson, are you there?
Oh, yes, it could.
Your little foul-up nearly put me out of business. You're fired!
Is this one of your average days, or one of your better ones?
I know this must be upsetting to you, Aunt Eckla, and I'm sorry. So, why don't you come over and relax on our new vibrating easy chair? I'm sure you'll enjoy it. It's fully computerized. Rosie, help me lasso through this chair.
I'm sorry, Mr. Jetson. That's your problem.
Rosie, what's gotten into you?
Oh, Mr. J, I just can't do it. I just can't be like all those others and give you a code red.
A code red? What's that?
That's when everything with computer chips gangs up on somebody.
So that's it. There's a code red out on me.
Is there ever?
But who on earth did a thing like that?
Do you happen to know a robot named Ralph?
Do I? Rosie, where is he? Where can I find this Ralph character?
He's sitting somewhere. He's asking for a tip.
That's him. That's him. Now, where is he?
He's asking for a tip on how he can find a job.
Yes, go on.
He's at an employment agency.
It's no use, Ralph. We've sent you out on 32 jobs, and you've been fired 32 times.
Oh, it's my fault you sent me to all the wrong kind of employers.
Okay, Ralph. Go in and fill out this aptitude test.
Okay, but I warn you, I've never had an aptitude for aptitude tests.
Hello, I'm looking for a robot.
Yes, sir. Perhaps I can help.
My name is George Jetson, and I...
George Jetson?
Oh! Finito!
Out of 4,381 known occupations, you are unfit to do all but one of them.
Well, all right, I'll take it. But only if I can sleep till noon and be off by 5 o'clock. Ooh, hi there. Say, how about a little something for somebody whose life you ruined?
Your life's ruined? What about mine?
You should have thought of that before you got me fired.
Ralph, please. You've got to call off the Code Red. I'll do anything.
All right, I'll call it off if you get me another job.
Ralph, I can't get you another job.
Well, then the Code Red stays on. Sorry.
Ralph, you can't. With the Code Red on, I'm going to lose an inheritance from an aunt.
An inheritance? Ooh, I think we might make a deal.
Deal. Boy, oh boy, every single light a beautiful green.
Of course, the Code Red is on.
What a relief. You lie low, and I'll see what I can do with the old girl.
Righto.
Hello, Aunt Eckler. I hear you're feeling better.
I was, the minute you left.
I'm glad you still have your sense of humor.
Aunt Eckler, I'd like you to give George another chance to get to know him the way we know him.
How do you people afford the medical bills?
Touché, Aunt Eckler. I love that rapier wit.
Good news. Got my hair fixed for free and by the same crazy robot.
Great, honey.
He said he made a terrible mistake about you today.
That's okay. Accidents will happen.
Around you, you can bet on it.
That isn't really fair, Aunt Eckler. Daddy is a wonderful man.
Now, honey, remember we love Aunt Eckler for her honesty.
Well, I just don't like to hear anyone say those kinds of things about you.
After what she's been through, she's entitled, right, Aunt Eckler?
Don't patronize me, you unemployed oaf.
Oaf? You can't call my husband an...
Say, George, Spacely here. That computer of yours, Rudy, suggested I take you back.
Good old Rudy!
So, the job's yours again.
Hooray!
What do you think of the unemployed oaf now, Aunt Eckler? He's been working steady for over 20 years.
He's been an incredible father for 16 years.
He's made me do my homework since preschool sandbox.
And he's made my life miserable since I arrived.
I'm sorry about that, Aunt Eckler. But thanks for one thing. Helping me see what's really important. A downside more important than any inheritance.
Inheritance?
Yeah, inheritance. That very important decision in your letter?
You are crazy. I'm not giving my money to anybody. I'm leaving it all for a marble memorial to myself.
Then what was that about, a very important decision?
I wanted to look over your maid again and decide if I wanted to hire her away from you.
Oh, she's kidding.
I don't believe it.
Me either.
Well, you most certainly could not hire Rosie away. We love Rosie.
And Rosie loves them. And she doesn't love you. And even if she did, she wouldn't leave her family.
Well, you can keep your insolent Rosie. I'm getting what's left of my luggage and leaving.
Way to go, Rosie.
She's going.
Just as well.
Good riddance. You know, she left us a pretty good inheritance after all.
What's that, Dad?
An awareness that money isn't anything compared to our pride and our love for each other.
You were holding out on me, weren't you? This robot says he's been in your service for years.
Why, the devil.
Well, he's not anymore. I just hired him with a 10-year ironclad non-breakable contract. Come along, Ralph.
Oh, bye. And don't worry about the Code Red. This more than covers your end of the deal. Coming, Auntie Wanty.
They deserve each other.
And Georgie Borgie, so do we.